I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good or bad for the NBA, and also with LeBron, I didn't think he was going to go away. I thought that there might be one move. I just don't know if anybody who's in their prime, a young guy in their prime, and I mean 26, 27, somewhere in that age group, is going to pick to play with LeBron going on 35 years old as a free agent. But this is a way around this now because they traded for Anthony Davis over the weekend, a blockbuster trade. Several players were moved from the Lakers to the New Orleans Pelicans. Three first-round picks, if I'm not mistaken. Lonzo Ball was part of it, too, and his dad was yelling about it. And the Lakers get Anthony Davis. Now it makes it, because what Golden State looks like, because they're going to have a couple guys hurt if they even get those guys back. All of a sudden, the Lakers go from a doormat and a joke to maybe the favorite to win the NBA title.
Vegas has them as a favorite.
Vegas does have them as the favorite.
Just like that. The team that was one of the most the laughingstock organizations in all of basketball, they make one deal, and now Vegas has installed them as the favorite.
You had some people who were upset about it, though, who said that this is bad for the NBA. I don't know how it's bad for the NBA, but what was the explanation for this?
Well, I saw people immediately, because we kind of broke the news when we saw the tweets during the softball game. At the very end, we were wrapping up coverage, and then we had just seen the tweet. Keith Britton's like, check your phones. AD, it's done. We didn't know the specific details at that time, that there were going to be pick swaps, that if anything happens to LeBron or if there's any kind of an injury, that the Pelicans make out royally on this, even though they did lose a very, very good player, top five NBA player in Anthony Davis. There were people immediately said, I'm done with the NBA. And we've gotten that over the last however many years. I'm done with the NBA. Anytime that a player
so
forces
this is why
hand,
you're done with the NBA? That now people are done with the NBA? Now?
That's how they were voicing their displeasure.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, it's interesting to me because this is how this is how the Cavs were able to win a championship. This is how Cleveland now has a championship, is we had a player steer his way to Cleveland, essentially. We signed with them and also steered a Kevin Love trade, and boom, just like that, the Cavs went from a laughingstock organization, even though they had Kyrie, an up-and-coming, fun, entertaining player who looked like he was on the brink of becoming a star. These players decide which teams are going to be the good ones, are going to be, you know, the standard bearers of the NBA. They kind of wave a wand. That's what they do. And to me, Kenny, I get it. I get the frustration. If you're in a city like this, I've been an NBA fan. I'm going to be an NBA fan no matter how good the Cavs are, no matter what. But I get it. I am not a representative of everybody. There are people in this town that if the Cavs aren't good, they're just not going to watch it.
I think I'll be more into the NBA than I have been in a while coming up next year. What? And there is a difference between the Cavs and the NBA, but say the Cavs, they were installed, by the way, they came out with the win-loss totals or the win totals and the over-under, and the Cavs were 23.5. I'll take the over right now. I still said the over, but they were at 23.5. I mean, I'm obviously interested in what the Cavs are going to do this year building, but for the NBA, I thought that there could be a chance where there's going to be some parity. I'm going to watch because I know I'm going to watch because it's professional sports. It's one of the big three in America and in Cleveland. So I'm still going to watch it. Now I think there's more intrigue because if Golden State wasn't going to be in the finals, there's no personal tinge to it. There's no pull. There's no emotion for it. LeBron, if he gets to the finals with the LA Lakers, there's going to be some emotion to it. So people say that they're not in on the NBA. I just keep going back to that Cavs thing. Were you into the Cavs, or were you just into the Cavs because it was the cool thing to be into the Cavs for the last 4 years before LeBron had left again? That's the question. Because if you were into the NBA and into the Cavs, I'll find myself even more into the NBA. Because this last year it was, well, and you know how I felt about Golden State and how I did want them to win to protect the legacy of the Cleveland Cavaliers and their championship. But then when they were down 3-1, I didn't want that to happen whatsoever. So there was still a personal fight and a personal argument between a lot of us on what they wanted to see out of Golden State. Now there will be that again with LeBron. If LeBron and AD make some sort of a move and get to an NBA Finals, Are you rooting hard for Toronto if they keep Kawhi? Are we rooting that hard for Milwaukee, considering there will be long-term ramifications whether or not Giannis will stay there with Milwaukee? I think that there's plenty of drama to go around for everybody and a lot of intrigue there. LeBron going on 35 years old. Can he resurrect himself and lead a team back to the finals with a guy like Anthony Davis who has proven nothing
in the postseason? There's so many storylines with this, and the NBA, I think, actually needed this. No, I'm not happy that LeBron now all of a sudden, immediately after last year's disastrous season, of which I told everybody, hey, they're just an Anthony Davis away from changing everything, no matter how bad the organization is. But I wanted LeBron to have to struggle for this, and I still think, by the way, it's not going to be easy for LeBron James and that team. You've seen, even with the Cavaliers and all the talent they had, and that was LeBron even more in his prime, they were a 500 team after 40 games in that first year. And you saw the struggles last year that the Lakers had trying to weave in all these young players. Now this year, they're going to have to sign a lot of guys on veteran deals. We'll see if they end up with a Kemba Walker or somebody like that, but it's still not going to be easy. And now this is why it's good for the NBA. The NBA is wide open. You can go back to 2015, the last year that it seemed this open in the NBA. And that year, the Cavs ended up making it to the finals against the Warriors. Warriors won that first championship. This is as wide open as it's been. And the void left by the Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson injuries to the most, I think it's pretty obvious, the most popular team in the NBA, it was the Golden State Warriors over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Lakers can kind of fill that void, putting two of the top players
that's where I don't know yet, because LeBron at 35, I think there's going to be a difference where people might want to see something different. There is something a little bit fun about a passing of the torch and wanting to move on from something like that. Giannis might be one of the perfect ones to do it. Young, fun, exciting, obviously a great all-around player. I know that the shooting's not where some people want it, but you get what I'm saying here. You could have said the same thing about LeBron at that age. I think there's a personal feeling then for Cavs fans too, because I've heard you say this. Would you be bothered if he won another championship with the Lakers?
Yeah, I'd be a little
after
annoyed.
The Cavs?
Be a little annoyed.
So you have a rooting interest against LeBron,
yes,
with Anthony Davis. So I don't think the NBA's worse off with this move.
Polarizing.
But I think you're going to be more angry about it with this move, because this gives them a legitimate shot to win a world championship. And now with Kevin Durant possibly out for the entirety of next season, Klay Thompson out for a while, we don't know what either of their futures are. Boy, I'm not sure what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard or Kyrie Irving over here. It looks like they could be the top dog out of the West and out of the entire NBA. And here this guy has a chance to get a fourth NBA title. And there will be conversations, you can guarantee, about which one meant more. I think the storybook will always be in Cleveland, but do you want a guy to win a championship outside of Cleveland? I think a lot of people will say no. I don't know where I stand on it yet. I think I agree with you. I think I don't want to see him win another championship.
Well, here's the hard thing. If he wins a championship in L.A.,
I'll figure he could have won it here.
Well, true, but do you want to stake claim that we had, for the majority of his career, arguably the best player in NBA history? Because those arguments will come up again. If he wins another MVP, or if he wins another finals and maybe even a finals MVP, which I think he'd have a pretty good shot to do if he's playing in the finals, you're talking about a guy now with four championships, three different teams. He has an even more compelling case that he was better than Michael Jordan. There will be people that'll disagree, whatever. They'll do that no matter what he does. But he'll even have a more substantial case than he has now. And right now people are calling him the second best player in NBA history. Does that make you more proud that you got to see him for 11 years? Was it 11 years? Yeah, 11 years. That you had that guy in your building for 11 years.
20 years from now, yes. Now, no.
Right.
Right now, no.
I wonder if that'll be the case for a lot of people.
Because he's still active. He's still playing in a different jersey. And I think even watching them this last year, watching the Cavaliers this last year and seeing LeBron, people were upset and wistful over Kyrie Irving for leaving. Because I think the Cavaliers, as previously constructed with Kyrie, this version of Golden State, you could have beaten Golden State this version in 2019. If everybody would have stayed together, it would have been, what, Kyrie's last season with the Cavs under contract. If people would have stayed together, you could have won that championship against them. And so now you watch forward. LeBron, if he goes back to, all right, he's healthy now, he's playing well, Anthony Davis is playing well, they run through the West, they win a championship over there, there is going to be some hurt feelings over LeBron winning a championship with the L.A. Lakers instead of with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and probably with myself as well. 216-578-0092. We get back to this, and also next, the Browns and Steelers might be a rivalry to us. I think Saturday might have proved it's pretty friendly with the players. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.